Welcome to The Week Today, the news of the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronics supply chain for the week ending February 8th, 2019. I'm Mike Buto. Phase 3 of iNEMI's Eco-Impact Estimator project will focus on leveraging existing component algorithms and methods for a broader range of components and an expanded user base. The tool enables accurate life cycle assessment estimates for two key greenhouse gas emission component categories: bare printed wiring boards, and large integrated circuits. Foxconn CEO Terry Gove says Washington's dispute with China is over technology dominance rather than trade. "This is not a trade conflict, but rather a competition and comparison of technology," said Gove, who noted the U.S. has a significant lead in key industries like airplanes and semiconductors. Benchmark Electronics announced President and CEO Paul Tufano will retire after transitioning his responsibilities to a successor to be identified by the Board of Directors. In Electronics Assembly, more earnings reports, most of which were positive. Gainers included Fabrinet, whose fiscal second quarter revenue was up 19.6% to $403 million. Kimball Electronics reported second quarter net sales of $284 million, up 10%. IMI said consolidated revenue grew 14% to $339 million, while Note posted sales up 22% to $43.5 million. Spartan said net sales reached $105 million, up 7.6%. And IEC Electronics sales rose 68% to $35.4 million. Benchmark said fourth quarter net sales were down 1.4% year over year to $657 million. Dorigo broke ground on a new 105,000-square-foot EMS manufacturing facility in Burnaby, British Columbia. Calcom Technology in the Philippines expects an IPO for the third quarter to finance its expansion plans. Amtech reported net revenues in its semiconductor and LED business unit of $21.9 million. Amtech is a parent company of BTU. And Pacific Insight will end all production at its facility outside Nelson, British Columbia, by the end of April. The company, which was acquired in 2017 by Methode, will move manufacturing to Mexico. The global semiconductor industry posted sales of $469 billion in 2018, the industry's highest ever annual total, up almost 14% year over year, the SIA trade group said. More than 1 trillion devices were sold, adds IC Insights. On the fabrication side, TTM Technologies reported fourth quarter net sales were $711 million, down 3.8% year over year on slower mobile demand. And Bueller named Mark Makis CFO. Turning to tech news, University of Houston researchers reported significant advances in stretchable electronics, moving the field closer to commercialization. SMTA awarded Richard Coyle and a team of co-authors from the iNEMI HD Users Group third-generation lead-free alloys project with best of proceedings for SMTAI 2018. Zestron Academy announced its 2019 cleaning webinar series schedule, available at zestron.com. UP Media Group announced dates for its popular PCB Today workshop series on controlling noise in PCBs, featuring Rick Hartley, for spring 2019. Hartley will speak in April in Seattle and in June in Boston. Ryosuke Matsunami took first place in the first ever IPC Hand Soldering World Championship and Rework competition at the recently concluded IPC Apex Expo. And Henkel debuted the Loctite GC18 solder paste. And that's The Week Today for the week ending February 8th, 2019. Thank you for listening.